Thank you and good morning. Arcata police have identified the victim of a fatal stabbing incident at a Valley West apartment complex on Sunday night as 52-year-old Michael Anthony Panucci, who was found by Arcata officers after he had been stabbed several times. Panucci was later pronounced dead at Mad River Hospital as a result of those wounds, and the search for his attacker was on. On Tuesday, the sheriff's office was notified by Arcata police that they were searching for 18-year-old Hoopa resident Richard Dean in connection with Panucci's murder. They requested deputies check his residence on Shoemaker Road in Hoopa. As deputies approached the house, they saw Dean walking away, and he then began to run in an effort to flee. The sheriff's office reports that Dean threw a large rock at a sheriff's patrol car, causing heavy damage, and then fought with the arresting deputy while other units were en route. The deputy was able to overpower Dean and take him into custody, and he was unhurt in the altercation. Dean was turned over to Arcata detectives and booked on suspicion of homicide, along with resisting arrest and felony threatening of an officer. The Arcata Economic Development Corporation has been awarded $1 million from the United States Department of Agriculture for its small business loan program. The AEDC manages revolving loan accounts to assist businesses across the region, including in Del Norte, Mendocino, Lake, Trinity, and Siskiyou counties. Susan Seaman, program director at AEDC, said the loan funds are available for any sort of business and that the $1 million award from the USDA is the biggest it has received since it started the program in 1991. Executive Director Ross Welch said in a statement that in a region like ours where small businesses are filling the hole left by large resource-based industries, help for small business owners allows us to build a stronger economy. Since AEDC began, more than $4 million has been loaned to small businesses across the region. Congressman Jared Huffman has a keen interest in the race for the Democratic Party nominee for the presidency, and he is also a man who holds the key to a superdelegate vote that will help determine who that nominee is. On Wednesday, Huffman announced through Facebook that he is endorsing Secretary of State Hillary Clinton over Senator Bernie Sanders. Huffman said in a statement that he's pleased with the position Clinton has taken on trade, the climate, and environmental protection, as well as gun violence. Huffman also said he thinks the country would benefit from electing a qualified woman to the position and that Clinton will have his support as a superdelegate at the party's convention. Huffman also issued a press release on Wednesday stating that he has requested that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers fund projects across the North Coast, which include dredging for Humboldt Bay. Huffman said in a statement that since Humboldt Bay is also a harbor of refuge, the only deep-water port between San Francisco and Coos Bay, its operations are vital to marine safety, and consistent maintenance dredging is needed to keep the harbor safe for transit for vessels. Huffman also requested funding for flood control projects in Oreck as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The City of Eureka has published a white paper. The Board of Supervisors has held meetings, and elected officials and residents in and around Eureka have weighed in on one of the more pressing issues of the day, homelessness in the county seat and its impacts on the quality of life, environment, and crime rate in the city. One man has taken a different approach. John Shelter started New Directions 4 years ago, and he feels the best way to get someone off the street is to give them a job.
I call myself a hybrid nonprofit, although I don't collect government funds. We go out and actually do odd jobs to work. I'm a full business. We will do all those odd jobs that bring in money so I can pay these individuals, because it's kind of hard to move out of homelessness unless you actually have a job.
Shelter starts his employees at $10 an hour, and he highlights the success of his approach with the fact that 11 former employees of his now work at Wing Inflatables. Shelter also said that New Directions is a logical next step for younger folks, such as those who graduate from Teen Challenge.
New Directions could be very much part of that process, because when they come out of their program, they have their sobriety, but they don't have any of that income from that work project. And New Directions would be a perfect addition to that. A month, 2 months before they're ready to graduate, they catch on with New Directions. We give them some money through their case management where they're saving it in the bank. So when they're discharged, they now actually have a little bankroll to actually do something with.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with John Shelter and Supervisor Mark Lovelace by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.